How many of y'all be interested in what the Bible has to say for deer hunters? I mean, it's almost deer season. Y'all like to hear that verse out of the Bible? Proverbs here, chapter 21 and verse 19 said, "It's better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman." There's your deer hunters verse. Amen. Some of them mean women. Amen. I pick on you ladies. Amen. Y'all take it better than men. I know that. But, amen. I heard one of our Bible instructors, a little correspondence class we went to, and he said his wife was cutting up apples, and he was sitting over there, and he started walking by. She said, "Open your mouth." So he said, "Okay," and he opened his mouth. She threw a piece of apple. She said, "See, that wasn't so hard." We wonder about old Eve eat Adam out of house and home, amen? That's right. And she said, "Just open your mouth, throw the chunk in." Says, "That wasn't so hard," and it was. Amen. And sometimes we're easily strayed, amen. But I tell you what, I appreciate my wife. I'm not against women. My wife's a woman. My mother's a woman. I love and praise the Lord. And I appreciate the Lord. Amen. Appreciate everything God's done for us. Amen. Appreciate my Christian home. Appreciate God saving my soul. When He saved my soul, He saved my home. And when He saved, amen, that's right, He saved our future. He changed everything about it. I mean, there wasn't nothing, not one thing that didn't change in our life. And I'm talking about everything changed from that day till now. It's still different. And I see some of my old lost family, and I love them. I'm not throwing rocks at them or anything. I'm just telling you, I'm glad that God saved me, pulled me out from where I was. I was come from a long line of sinners. Old Papa was a drunkard. My Papa after him, far as I know, was a drunkard. My daddy is an old drunkard. And I'm telling you, God, I set it down that same road, Brother Mark, and God, he come down with His amazing grace. Called me out where I was at. Amen. Saved my soul. Hallelujah. It's good to be saved. Amen. I think back sometimes that old life. I remember as a little boy, there's mom and dad fussing, fine lot. And I remember laying there so many times. And I'd wonder, I think, boy, there's got to be more life than this. Hey, there's got to be something better than this. Amen. Boy, there was. Amen. I found it when I found Jesus. Amen. And he wasn't lost. Matter of fact, I was one lost. But he come to where I was, saved me, and changed everything in our life. And thank God, I'm telling you, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. And there's one thing I really noticed right off about my salvation was a peace of it. Peace that come along with it. Now, you have to understand, my life, we had no peace. I mean, there's fuss, fight, cussing, fight, you know. And I mean, hey, me and my brother, he thought his life's calling in life was to toughen me up. We fought all the time. I'm talking about like cats and dogs. He was 3 years older and overgrown, too. Amen. He was rough on me. Amen. It's rough being his little brother. But there's a lot of unrest. But I'm telling you, when I got saved, a lot of that changed. A lot of those arguments and fussing and fighting, it just changed. Amen. I mean, hey, me and Miss April, we never did, I mean, fist fight. Amen. Last time we got in a fight, Brother Mark, I mean, she come to me on her hands and knees. Amen. She come crawling. She said, "You get out from under that bed, you rascal, you." I said, no. No, we never don't fight. But we've had a few cross words from time to time, but it seems like older we get, the fewer they get. Amen. And the more we grow with the Lord, the better that gets. And I appreciate that. Amen. I appreciate it. And that's what Jesus did for our home. And amen. We'd probably be divorced. Be in jail or hell, probably be the truth of it. Amen. Well, turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 10. Hebrews chapter number 10. Now, I know there's food waiting over there, and your bellies are probably growling. Amen. You can tell. I like to eat. Evidence is hanging all over me. Amen. So we'll be as brief as the Lord let us be. But don't miss. Don't miss. Listen, thinking about food. Don't miss what God wants for you this morning. Amen. And Hebrews chapter number 10. And if you would, you've been seated a little while. Let's stand together, if you would, for just a moment. And we'll read one verse. Hebrews chapter number 10 and verse 37. Hebrews 10 and verse 37, he said, "For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. I want to preach on, it's almost homecoming time. It's almost homecoming time. Let's pray and you can be seated. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I sure do thank you, God, for all your goodness. Lord, you've been so good to us. I thank you for your mercy and grace. God, I thank you for changing my life, changing my family's life, saving my wife, saving my children. God, thank you for dealing in the hearts of her family, Lord. I do want to say thank you for this opportunity this morning, God, to be able to stand and preach the gospel. I pray, God, somehow, some way, that we'd be able to honor you and glorify you. God, that we would bring glory to your sweet name. I do pray, God, that you'd deal with every heart. God, there may be some here, God, that's despairing. There may be some here, God, going through lots of troubles and trials and heartaches, and God, going through a lot of things, Lord. But God, I pray today, God, that you'd encourage them in the Lord. God, that you'd help them see that our time is almost up here. And oh, dear God, for those that's lost, I pray, God, that you'd please deal in their heart. God, give them one more chance, Lord, before you come. And oh, dear God, for what you do, we're going to praise you and we're going to thank you. We're going to give you glory for it all. For it's in Jesus' blessed name, I ask these things and pray. Amen. Now you can be seated preaching on. It's almost homecoming time. And I've been watching and paying attention, amen, to the news. You ever watch them news headlines? No, you better be careful. If you watch them too much, you'll have to be like old Elijah, amen. Get under a juniper tree, amen. Get you a bottle of Prozac, amen, so you can cope with the world. I mean, there's bad news all the time, amen. But there's some interesting news and things that's going on in the world as we see. And you can read it and compare it to Scripture, amen. It lines right up. Hallelujah. I'm talking about it's just, I mean, hey, you couldn't get fresher. I mean, now this old King James Bible, I mean, it tells just what's going to happen. Amen. God already told us what the headlines is going to be. Amen. And now we're watching them come to pass before our very eyes. Amen. I don't know what you think about that, but that excites me. I'm talking about, I'm exceeding thrilled about it. Amen. 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 I'm telling you, Jesus is coming again. I'm telling you, it could be today. And I'll say this, it don't have to be in it. Thing to happen for the rapture of the church to take place. Amen. I'm just telling you all it's going to take is one little tune. We're going to scoot on out of here, thank God. We're going home. Hallelujah. I'm talking about troubles and trials. It's going to be over. Hallelujah. I'm talking about sufferings of this world, thank God. There'll be no more. Amen. As far as we're concerned. Hallelujah. I say, thank God, bring it on. Amen. Don't sing me that song. Wait a little longer, please, Jesus. Amen. Oh, no, I'm saying what John said. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come on. I'm ready for it. Amen. You say, but what about our loved ones? Amen. That's why I keep telling them. Amen. That's why I keep praying for them. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, I love Jesus. Thank God. I want to see him saved, but I want to see my Savior. Amen. Hey, God's just God. Hey, man, I'm glad I got in for. Hey, man, he did come back. That's a matter of fact, that's the truth that led to my salvation. Jesus is coming again. Hey, man, it's exactly right. Hey, man, there's a crown for that looking for his coming. You do realize that, don't you? Hey, man. Well, Jesus is coming. You say, how do you know, preacher, that he's coming? Well, Matthew had a lot to say about that. Matthew chapter number 24, and he asked, in verse 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately and said, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Amen. Jesus answered, said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. He said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, have we not seen that? Have they not been a bunch of nut jobs come through and say they're the Christ? Amen. Say they're the Messiah. Amen. Hey, I was watching a little old video the other day, and I'm talking about one of them Jewish rabbis over there. He used to talk like that Trump could be a Messiah. Amen. I tuned my ear in. What did he just say? There ain't no way. I mean, you got to be a spiritual flea to figure that out. Amen. And but I mean, he said that. Amen. I know we know better than that. Amen. But there's fellas down there in Texas, they's Kool-Aid drinkers and everything else. Hey, man, they're saying they're the Christ, they're the Messiah. Hey, man, we've already seen that happen before their eyes. Now listen, he's talking about on Matthew 24 in context, he's talking about when he comes as King of Kings and Lord of Lords on the white horse, and he takes his, hey, listen, he's going to come back and he's going to set his throne up in Jerusalem, amen, on the throne of David during that time. And listen, I'm a pre-tribulation, amen, millennial preacher, amen. I believe the church is going to be raptured out in a moment, the twinkling of an eye, thank God. We're not appointed under wrath, amen. Hey, tribulation on earth, God's going to pour His wrath out on this world, amen. We're not appointed under wrath. That's what Paul said over in Thessalonians, amen. Now, I'm not appointed under wrath, so if He's pouring His wrath out, amen, that's a time of Jacob's trouble. That's a time Israel's going to have be chastened, amen, during that time. Amen, that don't have nothing to do with the church. Church is gone, amen. Hey, Noah wasn't the top of the church, amen. Enoch was the top of the church, amen. Thank God we're getting out, amen. And so all these signs is dealing with that time. And when he's dealing with that time, how much sooner is the rapture of the church going to take place? Amen. That's what excites me. Hallelujah. He said there's going to be many Christ. He said you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. Boy, that's wrapping up, ain't it? Ain't it like a woman in travail with child? Amen. It's getting more. The contractions are getting harder. Amen. It's getting sooner and sooner. Hey, when it comes time for her to be delivered of that child, those contractions get harder and they get more frequent. Amen. And that's exactly what we see taking place today. Amen. See all these earthquakes and storms, pestilence. Amen. I'm telling you, it's getting ready. Everything's getting ready. It's setting up. If you're lost, you better take heed and listen to what this preacher's saying this morning. You better pay attention. Jesus is coming. Amen. And if He comes and you're left behind and you've heard the gospel and God's dealt in your heart, you'll be forever lost. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2, or 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, amen? It deals with that because you received not the love of the truth, amen? You wouldn't take Jesus while He called, amen? You're going to be deceived and believe the lie of the Antichrist. You be left behind and God's dealt in your heart. You will be deceived. Now you better listen to me. I'm telling you, but it's all setting up right now. Hallelujah, it's setting up. He said, for many shall come in my name. You're going to hear wars and rumors of wars. He said, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. We know what that is. He said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. It's just getting ready, but the time ain't here yet. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. Now, if we're not there today, I'd eat your dirty socks, friend. There's false prophets everywhere. Turn on the TV. Amen. Turn on the radio. I was driving through Knoxville, it's been years ago now. I was working for Renfro in a paving outfit. And that's out of Knoxville. I worked for them out of Athens and was driving through there. And there's this lady, a woman on there, called herself a preacher. And she was Sister Polly, she called herself. And here's what she said. She said, come see your sign, get your sign in line wander. She's inviting folks to church, her church where she pastored. Amen. Can I say this? I got enough Bible to say if she's a woman preacher, amen, she ain't called a God. Amen, 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 amen. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good thing. He's got to be the husband of one wife. That's going to be hard for a lady, amen. That doesn't make her any less, amen. Just be what God told you to be, amen. That's easy enough. I'm not fussing, amen, but I'm just saying, thank God. But she said, come, get to see you. Sign and line wonder. That's what it talks about, the Antichrist. Do you realize today that all the miracles that they're pushing, I mean, and you see what's going on in the agenda of the charismatic movement today. Can I share this with you? That's setting up for the Antichrist. He's going to be able to call fire down from heaven. See, you've got a bunch of phonies and frauds today. Now, can I say this? Devils can perform miracles. God's not the only... Hey, do you realize when you study through the Gospels and you read through the Gospels, sometimes Jesus Christ would cast out devils from people and they were bound because they were full of devils. Hey, that's not Brother Ricker's opinion. That's what the Word of God says. Hey, man. And hey, I can't help that, but that's the way it is. And I'm not saying people that's physically impaired is necessarily... Don't misunderstand what I'm trying to say, but I'm saying they had power to bind people. They had power to cripple. They had people. They had power to make people where they couldn't speak. They were dumb. Amen. Hey, they had power to cast people down and throw them in the fire and throw them in the sea. And they had power to tear them and hurt them. Amen. Hey, they did. Devils. But I'll tell you what. Don't you think that Antichrist, that he's going to be filled with Satan himself. Satan's going to possess him. Don't you know that he's going to be able to tell his devils, well, loose him and let him go? Don't you think he's going to be able to tell them? Don't you think he's going to be able, those that's got him bound, don't you think he's going to be able to say, hey, turn them loose? He's going to be able, if he can call fire down from heaven, hey, man, hey, could you see the miracles? He's going to be able to have a false resurrection. He's going to have a wound unto death, and yet he's not going to be dead. Sir, false resurrection. I'm talking about miracles today. Amen. We've got a sign-seeking generation. Hey, listen, Israel was a sign-seeking generation. But he said, you have no sign but that sign of Jonas in the whale. Amen. What's he talking about? He's referring to how Jesus was 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. If you want a sign, amen, that Jesus is who he said he'd be, I just look at the resurrection, thank God. Hey, man, he lives to prove he was God. Hey, man, he lives to prove that he was God over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. You want to tell you what separates religion today? Amen. It's Jesus Christ, that cross. Amen. The death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. He lives. Hey, Buddha's in hell. Amen. All is in hell. But I'm telling you, Jesus lives forevermore. Thank God. Amen. You got Mark. You ever think about that Mark? Amen. There's a lot going on with them RFID chips. You seen any of that? There's a company up in Wisconsin. And here's what they said. They're getting ahead of the curve on it because it's inevitable. That's where we're headed. Dr. Oz had a clip on that. He's promoting people get chipped. You know what they did? You know, they was paying for their food out of the snack machines and stuff by scanning their hand. They've already got it. I saw at a gas station, I stopped at the other day, it was a Speedway in Kentucky. And we was heading down from West Virginia. And I saw that Speedway and they had it where you could just scan your card. You know, they got them RFID chips in cards now. Amen, your debit card. See, that's a debit card system. Amen. Are you getting what I'm throwing down at you? Amen. Hey, listen. Hey, you can scan your card. It's got that chip in it. You know what? They can track you with that chip. Amen. What about that? Hey, they said the best place it works is in your right hand or your forehead. They put it right there in the web. They're injecting it in. Amen. Now, preacher, do you believe that's the mark of the beast? Well, right now it's not. Amen. But it could be. It could be during that tribulation time. Are you listening to me? Hey, but you know they got technology today. They can tattoo a chip on you. What about that? It's pretty interesting, isn't it? Tattoo a chip on you. Hey, tattoo a computer chip on you. God help. What about that? Hey, you're going to have a number tattooed on you maybe. Hey, but what I'm saying, the technology's here. It's ready. Amen. See, there's going to be a mark where you're not going to buy or you're not going to be able to sell. See, we've got everything going to debit cards. Amen. How many places you see, they still deal in cash, but most of the time, how do you pay for everything you got? Same way I do. You reach back here in your pocket. Amen. And you pull out that little card, BB&T right here. It's got that chip right there. Amen. And you slide that thing. Amen. They got now them speed passes. They're just just zip her across. See, it's here. It's here. See, the merchandise, they've got them little tags in the merchandise. Hey, man, everything you buy from Walmart, you know it's got a little tracking tag on that thing. See, it's feasible. You could get all your, they could do away with the line. See, they're already doing away with the people to work the lines. Now they're getting to self-checkouts, but it's going to be, you're going to get your groceries and you're just going to zip right out the door. Amen, there you go. Hey, man, because it's going to scan your card, it's going to scan your mark, amen, or it'll scan your RFID chip. It'll scan what you got in the buggy, amen, and boom, you're out the door. What a convenience, amen. Could you imagine how convenient it'd be for those that are elderly, those that I mean, maybe have dementia. We had, my wife's grandmother had a touch of dementia. Matter of fact, some people I pastored up in West Virginia had touch of dementia. Amen. Might have had three of them had touch of dementia. Could you imagine how convenient it'd be? I mean, hey, there they are. They get lost. Hey, Brother Jack was up there, and he decided to drive to a town over, about an hour away, and he just wanted to drive, but they done took his driver's license from him. Hey, man, goes over there, hits somebody, comes back, and don't know who he hit or what he hit. Hey, man, could you imagine how convenient it'd be, though? I mean, got that chip on him. Where are you going to, how's anybody going to get away from that? Hey, man, it'd be convenient. It'd have all their medical records on it. Just scan that thing. Poof, there it is. All your medicines you take. Oh, yeah, sounds good. See, if Jesus was on the throne, it'd work. Amen. Hey, if King Jesus was on the throne, hey, but you're going to have Antichrist on the throne. Amen. Are you listening to me, lost person? Antichrist is going to reign. Amen. He's going to be worse than Hitler. He's going to be worse. Hey, Hitler's going to look like a Sunday school teacher compared to him. Hey, man, are you listening to me? Jesus is coming. It's setting up. It's here. The technology's here. What are you going to do? See, for the saved, it ought to be exciting times. But for the lost, you better be fearful. Are you listening to me? See, we're fixing to go home. Hey, we're fixing to go home. You ever studied the War of Gog and Magog? As a lot of scholars believe, it may happen right before the rapture, may happen right after the rapture, but they all agree it's going to happen. And it's probably going to happen somewhere around that time. And then it's going to be a continuation over in the millennial reign when Satan's loosed after the 1,000-year reign. Amen? But I want to tell you this much about it, is it's set up right now the way the map and the way the people are the nations are lined up today. Did you know that Israel had just struck an Iranian military plant over in Syria? Do you realize that Gog and Magog, Tobolsk and Meshach Tobolsk, Russia, hey man, hey Russia! Russia and Iran! Iran is Persia! Hey man, Syria's going to be aligned with them. Ethiopia, Libya, hey man, Egypt. You got all these Muslim nations, they're lined up. Hey, listen, God said He's going to put hooks in the jaw of that Russian leader, Gog. You put Putin's name there if you want to, Vladimir Putin. Hey, God said, my hand's against them. I'm against Russia tonight because God's against Russia tonight. You better listen to me. And here it is. Now Russia's done threatened Israel. Now you better keep your eyes on Israel. Israel's God's timepiece. Amen. He's God. Hey, that's God's prophetic timepiece. Amen. What's going on in the Middle East has much to do with us today. Amen. Hallelujah. Them old bones, they had life. That ain't talking about revival for the church. Oh no, friend. Hey, that's talking about a nation being resurrected from the graves of the world. Amen. That's what that's talking about. It's talking about Israel. Amen. Can she live again? Oh, yes, she's lived. 1948, she started living again. Hey, 1948, those bones come out of the graves of the world and they gathered together, thank God, over in that Middle East. Amen. Oh, yes, it's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming, it's coming. And right now, We're watching them fig leaves. I mean, they're budding everywhere, buddy. We know summer's nigh. Oh, yes, it's even at the door. Hey, man, I'm telling you. Hey, we know Jesus is at the door. Hey, man, now my question is, where do you stand? Now, you can be saved and not be ready. And if you're lost, you're sure enough not ready. You're not ready. But the fact is, Jesus is coming. And it's about to be homecoming time. Amen. Hey, we're about to see on the other side of the gates. Thank God. Amen. Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Amen. About to be homecoming time. You're going to go. You're going to go home. Amen. And for the saved, it's going to be glorious. Amen. No more heartaches. Now, my wife, she's been diagnosed with that Rocky Mountain tick fever, and she's got that Lyme's disease, and man, life's changed for Brother Ricker and his family. Mm-hmm. Amen. Matter of fact, I had to pull up and let her out at the door. Most places we go, walk through Walmart. Now you got to push her around, wheelchair. Amen. Her muscles won't work right. But thank God, one of these days they're going to work right again. Amen. Amen. Hey! Hey, I've watched her loved ones we went to church with. I watched family members die of awful cancer. Hey, man, and have awful diseases like dementia. Hey, man, but hey, we're going to see Granny. And Granny got saved before she got too bad. Oh, yes, friend. We're going to see Granny in her right mind. She ain't going to be all wrinkly. Oh, no. I mean, she's wrinkly and she's hunched over. And she just about shuffled her feet until you. I mean, but now she had that dementia. But now she got something on her mind, buddy. She could move on then. I'm telling you all. You had to watch Granny. But I'll tell you, her steps got so slow, Brother Martin. And she'd just walk around and she just wasn't the granny of old. Amen. Boy, when we get there, praise God, she's gone. She ain't going to have a wrinkle. Right. Hallelujah. Them hairs ain't going to be white or gray. Oh, no. She's going to be youthful. She's going to have a body fashioned like unto God's. Amen. She's going to have one like Jesus is God. Amen. Arthritis. Praise God. I've seen them with crippling arthritis in their little hands. And I mean, they'd just draw up and they'd shake all the time. Some of them get that awful disease, Parkinson's disease, and they shake and their head shake. And hey, man, there ain't going to be no more of that. Amen. Hey, man, I just be honest. I don't feel good like I used to did all the time. When I was in boys' age, I could run. I'm talking about we'd run. We'd go out and, hey, I'd take them 3-mile runs sometimes. Hey, I could just think about making a 3-mile run now and get tired. Amen. I wouldn't even have to attempt it. Amen. Hallelujah. I could watch somebody working hard and realize that, hey, man, I don't want none of that. And but one of these days, praise God. And, you boys, you might not understand yet, but you will. Just live a little longer. You will. You'll get there. Amen. You'll get there. Ain't it going to be good to see Grandma and Grandpa? And I mean, no more heartaches, no more troubles, no more trials. Hey, man, no folks I went to church with, no family loved ones. I mean, have chronic headache for years and years and years, and all they do is suffer. Seems like some people, it's like their lot in life just to suffer. Mm-hmm. You ever met somebody like that? And seem like every turn they take, they're sick. I mean, they're suffering all the time and for no apparent good reason. I mean, well, I don't know why. God knows why. I don't know why. Hey, I don't know why some people born to suffer. Amen. I'll tell you what. Thank God in that day there'll be no more suffering. Amen. Hey, just beyond that gate, that narrow gate, there'll be no more suffering. Amen. There'll be no more heartache. There'll be no more death. Amen. Funeral homes are going out of business. I say hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Doctors, you won't have none of them boogers around. Amen. Hey, listen. During that millennial reign and maybe beyond, well, I believe it's described of the new that leaves for the healing of the nations.
Amen.
Hey, man, all we need stop Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, man, it's going to be a happy day. Lost my mother here a while back. You talking about, boy, it's rough lick.
Amen.
I mean, lost mama and, man, I'm talking about for months. All I do, I dream about her every night.
Amen.
I mean, every single night I'd relive that pain. I'd see my mom. Mom said she got saved. Hallelujah. One of these days I will see mom.
Amen.
I'd give everything I had to have one of them big old cat head biscuits again to hear my mama just laugh.
Yeah.
Sometimes I could sit and listen. Amen. I'd be sitting thinking about her and I'd hear her and my wife just laugh. Boy, they'd laugh. I mean, they'd laugh about just anything. And that boy, they'd start laughing, carrying on. Hallelujah. One of these days, I'm going to see her. Hey, I'm going to see her. So death, where's that sting? Oh, grave, where's the victory? It's going to be swallowed up in victory, friend.
Amen.
Jesus is coming. You say, preacher, you've done lost your mind. Well, it's all right. You think I'm dreaming or you think I'm crazy. Just let me alone, praise God. I'm having a good time at it. I'm a whole lot happier now than what I was when I was lost.
Amen.
Had no hope in this world. Amen. Oh, yeah. You say, how do you know all that's right? Well, just look at the resurrection. Because He lives, I know it's right. Hey, because He lives, thank God, I'm going to live. You can live.
Amen.
Hey, man. Say, you know what's right? That's right. Say, I know I got the right God. Hey, I know I got the right Bible. Amen. That's right. Studied that thing out. I used to just believe it in ignorance, but hey, I believe it. The more I studied it, the more I know. I don't think it anymore. I know I got the right Bible. I know I got the right God. Hey, the more I know about Him, the more I'm sure. Your faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Hey, man, it's about homecoming time. Are you ready? Let's pray. Lord, I've done my best to preach what I felt like You put on my heart. God, help us, Lord, to have a happy homecoming. Help us, Lord, I pray, God, when we get there and we get to see You, God, and our work down here is all through. Lord, I pray, God, that You'd help us. Help us, Lord. God, help us when it comes time to make that cross. When it comes time, Lord, I pray, God, we're looking for it. We're longing for it. I know it's going to help the despair, and I know it's going to help the dying. I know it's going to help those that's just going through all the troubles and heartaches of this world. There's encouragement to it. But, God, there's some here that probably don't know You. God, there's some here that's lost. God, they're not ready for Your second coming. Lord, would You please, God, deal with them, speak to them today. God, don't let them go on that condition, Lord. Do for them what You've done for me, God, not so many years ago. Lord, I pray, God, that You'd speak to every heart. Help them, God, to see their need. Help them to see the truth that Jesus is coming again. I remember I'd hear that, and God, it would trouble me. It would shake me to my foundation. Oh, God, fear would come over my soul. Oh, God, this is a happy day when I yielded and I said, yes, Lord. God, I do whatever You want, Lord. I'm Yours if You'll save me. God, is a happy day in my life. God, I've had a lot of happy days since then, Lord. And I pray, God, that You'd help those that's sitting under the sound of my voice here today. Help them to see their need for a Savior. Help them to see that truly You are coming again. Lord, and I'm asking it today in Jesus' name and dear God for our sakes. Amen. Pastor, I'm done.